Well, at the time I came up here with Mrs. Gilroy, I was visiting her sister. I wanted to go into service in the army, but my folks would have to sign for me at that time, but they wouldn't do it. So then I came up. She said, "Why don't you come go back with me and you can get a job?" So I did. So I went to work at the ammunition depot, and you had to go to the Navy Yard in order to get your pass. They had card that you had to put on you. And at that time, they had Negro on people's badge, but they didn't put Negro on my badge, and that didn't work too good. But kind of made it kind of bad for me working with the other black people.
So what actually did you do at the
I
ammunition?
did. Well, when I first went to the ammunition depot, I worked in a big building where you had to everything that came into that building, you had to record it. Everything that went out, you had to record it. And then I worked in building 70, which it was all you did there was stencil. So mostly that's what I was doing. I was a stenciler.
So how long did you work in the shipyard?
I went to work at the not the shipyard,
I mean
ammunition
the
depot in 1943 and worked until 1945. Well, I should say 1946, because right after I got married, I got pregnant and I quit working. I walked into Bremer's department store one day. That was in 1944. I'm sure it was 43 or 44, and all the eyes went up on me, and it made me feel so bad because it was so bad here. And I said, "Oh my God, what did I do?" And then next thing I heard one of the girls say, "Go get so and so." So when she came, "Oh, I think we got who we were looking for." Then they apologized for me to me because they said, "We know how we made you feel." What they wanted was somebody to become a the Darlings of Rhythms were coming to Bremerton at the
College?
college,
Oh,
what's the name of it?
Olympic College.
Olympia College.
Oh, okay.
And the Darlings of Rhythm was coming then,
Okay.
and they needed somebody to be the
What is the Darlings of River?
that was a it's a band.
Oh.
They used to be the Darlings of Rhythm and the Sweethearts of Rhythm, but the Darlings of Rhythm was coming here, and they wanted me to be the hostess. And I
Oh.
told them I didn't know what a hostess was, and it was true. I had never heard the word hostess.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, all you have to do is say yes, and we'll take you over there and let you see what we want you to do. So they took me over there, and then there was a big stage there, and they stood me there, and they said, "Well, only if you just say yes, and you come, you stand right here, that's all we need. With that smile you have, you lights up the place," they used to tell me. "And we'll put the most beautiful dress you could wear." But honey, I was weighing about 118 maybe. And they did. So
Oh,
I
so
said, they
they
talked me into it.
did.
So I did. They sent for me and took me there when it was the night and dressed me all up in pretty beautiful dresses.
Oh, Jesus. And so
For
all
sure.
you had to do is stand there.
All I had to do was stand there. The Darlings of Rhythm. And then I think it was Louis Armstrong came a couple of
Yeah,
years ago.
you're right. I read an article where Louis Armstrong was here.
And then they wanted me to be his hostess. And I was his hostess. And they put some beautiful clothes on me
Oh,
to be
did
the hostess of Louis Armstrong.
it? Oh, okay.
And honey, I didn't know anything about being a hostess.
Oh, yeah.
Little country girl just came from.
Oh, what'd you say?
Well, it's true. I was just a little country girl, came here from Louisiana, and they wanted me to be a hostess. They said, "Well, we don't need to look any further. I think we have who we're looking for."
Oh, that was nice.
It was. And then after that, I got a job at the officers' club.